you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we're back now, folks. Second hour, and for sake of saving time, let's go right back to the phones. Art's still with us. Let's go back to Reese. Yes, Reese, as you were saying about Stewart, and you were asking Art whether he knew him, and he said, no, he's learning now, as all of us may be learning. Go ahead.
Well, you see, that's why we need to get outside of the conversation and expand it to these other topics, such as Joseph McCarthy. I think you had mentioned the McCarthy hearings.
Yes.
Children in America are still being taught in our schools that Joseph McCarthy was on a witch hunt and that he was, someone that was driven by fear and paranoia, when we know now that virtually everything that Senator McCarthy said was accurate. And by the way, it corroborates what William Wirt said was going on. And now we move on to Martin Luther King, or we should call him Michael King. That was his birth name, Michael King.
Yes, yeah,
and we
Michael
find
King.
Out that right. Martin Luther King, of course, we don't have time to go into his phony doctorate that he had gotten through plagiarism, because he was being promoted by Jewish academia to prepare him for the role of basically turning Americans on each other, black versus white, and of course also destroying the inner city black community. Now this guy was part of the SCLC. He actually founded the SCLC. He was a communist. He acknowledged that he was a Marxist on many occasions, and his main collaborator in Cuba was calling for violent attacks on whites here in America. And think about this, guys. We have a national holiday honoring this man, who on the night before he was killed was having an orgy with three white hookers, a drunken orgy, and he had physically beaten one of them.
Yep.
And we have.
And do you know which administration, Reese, excuse me, do you know which administration, which party gave us Dr. King Day? It was Ronald Reagan. And George
Reagan.
Bush. Hey, the good old Republican, the grand old party. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rick, are you talking about the guy they referred to as Red Ronnie when he was in his Hollywood days?
Well, I think that's the same one. And Art is familiar with that mob out in California, the Los Angeles, California Hollywood mob. So, yeah, we're talking about the same guy. Yep.
Yeah. He's the same guy that did major damage control during the HUAC hearings. Also, if I remember correctly, you see, the synagogue of Satan has got all bases covered. While white America is sitting around with their big beer bellies switching from football to baseball to basketball, they are micromanaging this takeover of this country. And we've got to give the devil his due.
Yep, I agree. They're doing their job, these little Keenite sons of the devil. And you know what? Like I said before, I don't feel sorry for America. I don't feel sorry for Americans, because they make their own bed. And you know what? When you do, you sleep in it. No, you die in it. But you're right.
Yeah.
And what you just said, you know, about Reagan and Bush, you know, I'm sorry, but I hear it on a state level all the time. Art, you hear it. The Republicans are going to give us a choice. It's the Democrats that are doing all the evil. You know, I hear it every day from idiots who don't know there isn't a dime's worth of difference between them. And in fact, the Republican Party in my state in the past and present has been more left than the Democrats. So I can tell you, the Republican Party was born of Marxism. And we know that for a fact. We know the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, and we know what they did in the 1850s and 60s and so forth. What they were proposing was a revolutionary Congress, the Thaddeus Stevens Republican. You know that, right, Reese?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the neocons were founded out of basically the communists. That's where they came from, and those neocons emerged during the Reagan administration. They were formerly leftists that all of a sudden had a makeover, and they became what was known as the neocons. Wow. And no one asks any questions. Of course, no one is allowed to. You know, if we had honest debate in America, if we had an actual press and an open discussion of these topics where people, let's say like a Patrick Buchanan, would have an open and uncensored debate on these topics, we would expose them in a very short period of time. And that's why they're cracking down on free speech so strongly right now, is they realize that this is a house of cards that would come crumbling down if the public was to be given the facts.
Well, let's keep this up, and let's keep this going week to week, and, you know, we'll be blessed. Let's all get on the bandwagon, just for the sake of truth. Where I'm coming from is a very unearthly thing. I'm not doing this for earthly gain, and I don't think you are, but what I'm doing is trying to give it a biblical basis, because all truth goes back to God, and Satan is the author of lies and deception, and he does have children. He is a father. He is a father, and a father has kids. Let me tell you, his kids are doing their job, but our kids, God's kids, doing our job. I'm afraid most are not. They're laying down, playing dead, and waiting for the rapture to take them away, sitting on a rocking chair, you see. So, Reese, thank you for your call. We have to move along, but thanks for the great information. Any comment, Art?
I would say Reese is right on the money. I think what I would say also is all politics is local, but think local and act global. If he up in New York starts creating, you know, just like you drop a stone into a pond, creates a ripple effect with the waves going out there, if he starts a momentum up there, a little bit of momentum can actually start to change. I just see what he's saying is actually really good, but my viewpoint is we need to change it into actions. And yes, you know, I agree with, you know, what we're talking about with Christianity, but when you look at the American Revolution, especially the words of Patrick Henry, we also have to take actions against evil. You know, you don't just let them get away with it.
Yeah, and when they come for the guns at Lexington and Concord, what do? Give them the guns, or you give them what comes out of it?
Give them a lick.
Yeah, just a little taste. Excuse me, but you happen to be standing where I'm about to shoot, you know? That's why they practice every day. Now, we have these practice drills in city halls and schools. In my area, your area, everywhere, we're getting used to a police state now. And the police are coming in with their AKs, their 47s, their 56s, their AR-15s, everything, Bushmasters, to keep us safe. Because who knows what dangerous fanatic may come lurking out of the woodwork? Maybe somebody who just came out of the army, or maybe a paddock in the Las Vegas shooting hoax, you know? So here we go again. Get ready for a police state, because we want to keep you safe. Isn't that wonderful of them, huh? Big Daddy, Big Mama, and the same people that are behind it are the same people that are killing the Palestinians day by day. And all of the people in that region, through proxy wars, they're not very safe. They're not living a very good life, are they?
Right. And I remember the words of Ben Franklin on this subject. A party or person who is willing to sacrifice liberty for security deserves neither.
Yeah. That's right. Neither one. Okay, Jeff in Georgia, come on up.
Jeff, hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes.
Yes, okay. It's a privilege to talk to you, Rick. I heard you when you used to bring Michael Collins Piper on.
Yes.
Michael Collins Piper really opened my eyes.
Yeah, he was a good guy. He's a great guy, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to tell you guys that I think there's some hope out there. And I think if we become activists against this banking system, I think we can do a lot of good for the American people. I believe there's a lot of writers out there. There's a lot of people who study banking. You know, that's not my forte, but they study banking, and they realize that we're under a fraudulent fractional banking system, and these banks are loaning money to governments that they don't have. I mean, that's pretty much the consensus. And Kennedy back in 63, I've never got to the bottom of this, but he was printing U.S. notes, And supposedly he was going to print billions of dollars, and it was kind of backed on silver. And, you know, Piper said that, that his father back in the 50s had told a guy that that when his boy gets in, he's going to do something about the Federal Reserve System. So I kind of wonder if, you know, I mean, we know John was killed by Jewish interest largely, but I wonder if it wasn't just over the NUMEC and the uranium that was being stolen. We found out later that was being stolen out of NUMEC and out of, you know, from that Shapiro-owned plant that processed U-235 up near Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That if he wasn't also killed out of his position against the banking system, I've never been able to really find a lot of what John was saying about that, but he did print U.S. notes.
Well,
you know, you guys have a voice. But
I mean, yeah, some of that is open to question. We don't know how much of it was actually true, but we know one thing for sure. Is that Kennedy opened his mouth like Patton did, and he said he was going to tear the CIA up because of the Bay of Pigs and what had happened in the Cuban Missile Crisis, and he knew that he was being set up. His father had warned him long before Joe Kennedy, because he knew what was at stake with criminals like Churchill in Britain and Stalin, you know, just salivating for war and bloodlusting. He knew, and his sons knew. They basically knew. In fact, you remember, you know, you mentioned the McCarthy era, and Robert Kennedy was right on that committee as counsel for a long time until they moved him out. And you know who put him in really was the Jewish mob right then to try to get even with Stalin for the purges. So we had Roy Cohen and Mr. Schein, and they were the ones who brought him down, was the mob. And Art, you're familiar with that, the story about Roy Cohen, who was a homosexual, who was an enemy within the camp, and they sold out. And they sold up McCarthy and basically brought him down. But he was honest and truthful. And unfortunately, it took years later to get the truth out about the Venona intercept. So, you know, the thing is, you're right. I mean, the Kennedys basically weren't the greatest of people. They were politically ambitious. They were, you know, involved in a lot of bad things. But you know what? They were targeted. And John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy were targeted. And some say even Ted. At Chappaquiddick because of his own possible machination. So, you know what? You know, you're going to have fleas no matter what when you lie down with dog. But some fleas can be eliminated and others cannot.
And also, let's forget JFK Jr., who they said he named his magazine because he knew who was involved with the assassination of his father.
Yes.
And what was the name of that magazine? George.
Yeah.
And George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yep, absolutely. So thank you for your call there, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Well, Art, you know, I wanted to get into Pence, too. You know, I have a segment coming up, and you can stay as long as you wish. But Vice President Pence, as you probably know, has made a lot of statements. It's been prominently, yes, displayed in the media boss's, you know, laundry list. And this week it was, you know, AP carried, the Associated Press. And they wanted people to know that Pence, as the former governor of Indiana, is not just a politician who favors Israel, who has a Zionist proclivity, but he is a, quote, Christian evangelical who says he has a personal deep faith in the scriptures. And because of that so-called faith, he aligns himself with Israel 1,200%. And that's very troubling to real Christians in America today who know what the Bible does say and who the children of God are and who are not, but do lie. So, you know, the thing that bothers us, I think it should bother us anyway, is that Pence is one of those people like Marilyn Quayle. You remember Quayle's wife, Dan Quayle's wife. She was a great devotee of Bob Thieme and people like that at Baraka Church in Texas, who believe very strongly in that same theology. So it's bad when you have politicians who are led by the nose, by the Israeli lobby and so forth. It's even worse, though, when you have people like this who actually believe that trash. And that's why Pence is so dangerous. And Pence is right behind Mr. Trump. Next, in line.
Just like JFK, when Joe Bonanno says if we support JFK to be president, we require that you have LBJ as vice president. And the same thing is going on here, that if with Trump being president, we want a hardcore Zionist who basically is vice president in case you go too far out of the limits of what we'll tolerate from you.
And
I think it's interesting to see what's happening here since they just shut down the government spending.
So, a real big shutdown.
Right. Yeah, it was
Schumer. That's a joke.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, the issue's there. Look who's opposing it. It's the Schumer and Pelosi camp. But, you know, one's a hardcore Zionist and one's basically the, you know, the, how would you say, the faceplate, the representative of La Cosa Nostra. You know, Nancy Pelosi and La Cosa Nostra. How much more clear could we make it who's behind these criminals? You know,
so, and Feinstein, you know.
Oh, Feinstein. Well, Feinstein's the one who took over after Spector died. If you look at all of her positions of power, it's, you know, the positions of power that Spector had. So that's how they continue their situation. Now, what I do see is interesting. It looks like they're running out of the senior representatives here. So it looks like they're looking for a new generation of politicians to fill in behind them. I don't hear many coming up yet, but I'm not fully familiar with everything, but that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Well, I can only tell you from my own state, my own location, and being near Boston, the hub of the New England mob, the Cosa Nostra, I can tell you that that most of the people in this government here in Rhode Island who are looking at higher office or advancing their careers first pay tribute to Israel and the Cosa Nostra. We've had it with a number of people. Some of them couldn't get anywhere, so they left. But the first thing out of their mouth, generally, if they're running for Congress or if they're running for state government, particularly the Senate, is we support the state of Israel. Not America, not our state, not state government or the people, but we support Israel. And that tells me that they're bought and paid for by the whole corrupt system. And, you know, the funny thing is like you go back to the days of Fulbright, you know, in the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, right? What did he say? He said, you would not believe the pressure that they would put upon this committee at the time of the USS Liberty. He said it was just unbearable. It was incredible. And the fact of the matter is that he was speaking from experience, but he did not have to. He did not have to reference money as John Mersheimer did and Stephen Walt in their book, The Lobby. It's not about just the money. It's about the control they have, not only economically, but religiously, as I've just pointed out with Pence, politically, and most of all through extortion and blackmail. They have the dossier. You know, this so-called dossier, and this is the thing, you know, with Christopher Steele in Britain and MI6 and Mossad coming up with a dossier that basically would indict Hillary Clinton and indict this whole scheme to create a Russiagate probe that was phony right from the beginning. But it goes beyond that. They, the Mossad, from Viktor Ostrovsky's own books, said they control everybody who is in a position of advancement or power, whether it was Jesse Jackson, whether it was Ralph Abernathy, whether it's a President Trump or a Pence. They have the dossiers. They own them. They have a dossier that if they want to release, shall we say, untidy details, they can do it. They have dirt on everybody in office that's important.
Right, I agree. And it's through AI PAC is one of them, and obviously the Mossad. And when you mentioned Pence, realize when he was governor, he privatized the turnpike for Indiana, gave it to a Spanish firm, a front for the Rothschilds. 99-year lease. Looks like a good break.
That was Spain. Yeah, let's come back and we'll finish out this half hour and Rick Adams Uncensored. We will return.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back now with Art for a few minutes, and we'll go back to the phones in a moment. I wanted to reference, though, as far as the corruption that, as you know, your website, noplaceforcorruption.com, as it is today, there are voices now coming out of the most unlikely places, as you know, Art, that are whistleblowers. We call them whistleblowers because they do manage to speak out about their own industry or where they are involved. And of course, one of them is James Ryson, as you know, from the New York Times, for many, many years, this celebrated journalist who's come out. And of course, he has his own website, his own, they call it The Intercept. That's what he calls it. And Ryson has blown the whistle on the whole business of the war, military, industrial, media complex and how they've sold out. And I think, to his credit, at least, he has done some yeoman work here. And I pointed it out to you as well, before we got on the air. And, it's amazing to see that really he has broken ranks with some of his so-called fellow journalists who are just willing to be shills for the CIA, Mossad, the MI6 complex. So we should. In fact, there's an article this week in the American Free Press on him, and he has written quite a bit now about the pressures that were put on him and the media to make sure that certain stories following 9/11 were not talked about, were not written about, or amplified. So Right. You know, I think you're familiar with him, and you know the story, right?
I read the article that you sent to me. I think it reinforces a statement I was indicating, is that, for instance, I knew before 9/11, a year before, they had Jim Greenwood on the House Committee of Investigation, Specter on the Senate Committee, and Patrick Meehan on the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI. They were pre-placed before 9/11, 1 year before, and this is the same group through the Bucks County Republican Party that covered up the JFK assassination, working with the Bushes. What a coincidence.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's bringing this out.
That's a surprise. You don't suppose that George Herbert Walker Bush was involved with the CIA at all, now, do you?
No. I mean, that would mean that they were pre-planning 9/11 all along. You know, at least, from what I know, and what he's saying after the fact, that they basically had a plan at least 12 months in advance, if not sooner, okay? And it was, radical factions inside our own government that were, actively involved with what happened in 9/11.
And, Herbert Walker, the father, was openly hostile to Christians. You say he even once, as you probably recall, described fundamental Christians as having one too many chromosomes in their body. However, his son found it very propitious to embrace the cross, his version of the cross. And he wore that nice little pin on him all the time, and a Bible-believing Christian like Bill Clinton carrying that Bible to church in and out. You can barely lift it, Well, here's W again, like Pence, the same thing, so-called Christian Zionism, and bringing us these wars in the Middle East for the benefit of the anti-Christian forces. Hello? Can you say you're a devotee of Jesus Christ? Not the real Jesus, but another one, maybe, yeah. So again, it's shocking. It's disgusting. Revolting. All right, let's take the call. Yeah. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Al?
No, just take the call. Let's go.
All right, okay. All right. By the way, you new listeners, Art's website is no place for corruption, oneword.com. All right, we have Muir or Moore in Wisconsin. Hello, come on up.
Hi, Rick and Art. Yes, Muir.
Yes, Muir.
I placed in your chat room, as well as I wanted to tell you that the caller that called about the Michael Herzog's return and his reading of Rosenthal's two-parter.
Yeah.
What's so nice about it is I appreciated your playing the one, but that's a mechanized voice. He reads it with such passion that, in fact, he was on the ad that just played in the middle of it, and he wrote that ad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, it was the 17th and the 18th, the archives of his show, Michael Herzog, H-E-R-Z-O-G.
Yeah.
And it's just a very good thing to pass around to wake people up.
Sure. Sure. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
And can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. All right, just hang on. We got a quick one. Stay with me, and Art will let you stay a few more minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Okay, we're back to round out this segment with Art, and we have Murr back on the line. Murr, do you want another point to make?
Yes, Mike King, tomatobubble.com, and click on his updates. There are so many good things there about McCarthy. You have to really scroll for that one. But how everything is kind of reversed. And if you look at what he has to say about Ike, you know, the myth of the military-industrial complex, mm-hmm. They don't have the power. Of course, the politicians and the bankers do. So, right. You know, we all kind of bob our head to these things like Wes Clark. His real name is Khan, K-A-N-N-E, and he's an Ashkenazi. And, you know, people laugh about the seven countries, right, how he overheard that. But he never mentions that he was the general in charge of destroying the Balkans. And what do they harvest from there? The ping pong orphans, right? So we don't see how it's related to these children that have no voice, that will be our future that won't exist.
it's terrible when you think of the carnage. And all of these wars are designed to produce one thing, And that's their version of a new world order. And that has been their goal since Warburg's times and the CFR. And, you know, he said, you're going to have a one world system, whether you like it or not, either by conquest or by consent. And this is why they want to make war with Russia and Iran now against the United States. And they're doing it through these so-called investigations. These are witch hunts in Congress now, and they're very distractive of the real criminals. And that is why everything is so falsetto. Everything we see now is suspect. And I'm going to air after Art leaves, after your call, this part of this clip, which I think is great. After you see it, you will never believe anything in the media again, even down to your local level. But, Art, do you have any comment for our caller, Murr?
No, actually, I think she's doing pretty good in bringing out the information.
And, one more thing. We need to read between the lines. Don't consume any of the media. But now, Trump was going to have that fake news thing, remember, on the 8th, I think it was, of January, and postponed it to the 17th. And then, ironically or not, Russia Insider came out on the 15th with how we have to remove the Jew taboo, that we should speak about the Jews. That is where they have their power, that we can't speak about it. So there's so much going on behind the scenes, and really need to just ignore mudstream media altogether, the movies, the music, all of it.
Right.
You mean even Spielberg's and Hanks movie, The Post?
Especially Spielberg.
Right.
The Post. Unbelievable. The Watergate, you know, you go from the Watergate era to the whole business of the Pentagon Papers. And again, it's all myth. As you just pointed out, it's one big myth for consummation by the young today.
Jeremiah, do you happen to know which chapter or verse two, but chapter in particular? I was trying to find where he spoke about the countenance. I went all through and I somehow...
He said, by the show of their countenance, you will know them. Yep. I think that was 24 or 7, if I'm not mistaken. You can certainly put that into a search engine quickly if you want. Yeah.
Well, I tried and I didn't quite come up that way, but I will find it now. Thank you so much. Thank
all
you,
right.
Art.
Thank you. You're a great call.
Bye-bye.
She's quite intellectual as well. Thank you. All right, Art, I'll let you go, and we will welcome you, God willing, again next time if you're free next week. All righty?
All right, and thank you, and best wishes to all of RBN listeners.
Thank you, Ron. Keep it up. Keep the good work up. Okay. Bye-bye, man. God bless. Well, folks, I wanted to have Sammy here play for us this segment. We're going to begin a segment of an entire section. The whole program is about 34 minutes. But there's a little segment that goes to prove what we've just been saying about the media and how they fake news, make up news, actually rig tests like they did with NBC in the early 90s against General Motors. And they had that lawsuit against them. This is just one of many more innocuous stories. But when it gets to military and it gets to the military industrial media complex and these war movies and war propaganda, then it gets real thick, especially the so-called war on terror, which is a hoax, a massive hoax of immense proportion. So, Sam, let's start with this segment now. And, folks, you give a good listen.
NBC News producer is being investigated by the network after reported evidence that a live camera shot on Good Morning America was doctored by falsely stringing police tape in the background. The shot featured reporter Lindsay Davis in Woodruff, South Carolina, where a woman was allegedly held captive in a storage container by a registered sex offender. Behind Davis, yellow police tape can be seen with the words, "Sheriff's line, do not cross." A wider photograph of the scene shows that police tape was actually just attached to some ABC camera equipment to enhance the scene.
Dateline NBC, a primetime news program, airs a story in 1992 entitled, "Waiting to Explode." The story includes footage demonstrating that a line of trucks produced by General Motors readily explode on impact.
To see for ourselves what might happen in a side impact crash, Dateline NBC hired the Institute for Safety Analysis to conduct crash demonstrations. Unlike GM tests, the fuel tanks were filled with real gasoline. Look what happened. Add in impact, a small hole was punctured in the tank. According to our experts, the pressure of the collision and the crushing of the gas tank forced gasoline to spew from the gas cap. The fuel then erupted into flames when ignited by the impacting car's headlight.
After the program airs, one of the firemen at the taping of the crash contacts GM. The conversation inspires a full-scale investigation. 3 months later, NBC is forced to reveal their role in fabricating the news.
NBC's contractor did put incendiary devices under the trucks to ensure that there would be a fire if gasoline were released from the truck's gas tank.
We said the crash, quote, forced gasoline to spew from the fuel cap, end quote. GM says since the gas cap was the wrong cap for the GM filler tube, and because the gas tank was overfilled, the cap came off when the impact occurred.
We agree with GM that we should have told our viewers about these devices.
The Dateline reporter, however, said, quote, at impact, a small hole was punctured in the tank, unquote. GM has now x-rayed that tank and found no hole.
We acknowledge the placing of the incendiary devices under the truck was a bad idea from start to finish.
That's our new policy, and we'll be right back.
What Fox Television told us was that we were just the people to be the investigators.
Do any stories you want, ask tough questions, and get answers. So we thought, this is great. This is a dream job. Fantastic. The very first thing they had us do was not to research stories, but to shoot this promo, which was The Investigators.
Uncovering the truth, getting results, protecting you.
And they had a film crew and a smoke machine, and we were silhouetted.
Investigative reporter Steve.
One of the first stories that Jane came up with was the revelation that most of the milk in the state of Florida and throughout much of the country was adulterated with the effects of bovine growth hormone, the artificial hormone that farmers were injecting into their cows so that they would produce more milk.
With Monsanto, I didn't realize how effectively a corporation could work to get something on the marketplace. The levels of coordination they had to have. They had to get university professors into the fold. They had to get experts into the fold. They had to get reporters into the fold. They had to get the public into the fold. And of course, the FDA, let's not leave them out. They had to get the federal regulators convinced that this was a fine and safe product to get it onto the marketplace. And they did that. They did that very, very well.
It's a great time to be a high-producing cow. Posilac One Step, Bovine Somatotropin by Monsanto.
The federal government basically rubber-stamped it before they put it on the marketplace. The longest test they did for human toxicity was 90 days on 30 rats.
Posilac is the single most tested new product in history and is now available to you specifically so you can increase your profit potential.
And then either Monsanto misreported the results to the FDA, or the FDA didn't bother to look in depth at Monsanto's own studies.
The scientists within Health Canada looked very carefully at bovine growth hormone and came to very different conclusions than the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. did.
Monsanto's engineered growth hormone did not comply with safety requirements. It could be absorbed by the body and therefore did have implications for human health. Mysteriously, that conclusion was deleted from the final published version of their report.
They knew there were problems. They saw serious potential human health problems, and they stood up in Canada and said, we're not going to approve this because we don't believe it's safe.
We have been pressured and coerced to pass drugs of questionable safety, including the RBST. I personally was very concerned that there's a very serious problem of secrecy, conspiracy, and things of that nature, and something needs to be done.
The FDA was then on the hot seat. They had to come up with an answer. They didn't come up with a good one, and they never took the opportunity then. I mean, what would they do, pull it off the market and say, we need to now do the job that we didn't do the first time? They didn't do that.
We wrote the story. We had it ready a week beforehand. They bought ads.
Farmers in the milk industry say it's safe, but studies suggest a link to cancer. Don't miss this special report from the investigators.
That Friday night before the Monday this series was to begin, the fax machine spit out a letter from this very high-priced lawyer in New York that Monsanto had hired. It contained a lot of things that were just off the wall false, just demonstrably false. But if you didn't know the story and you didn't know how we had gone about producing it, would have scared you as a broadcaster, as a manager.
And they decided that they would pull the story and they would just check it one more time.
But the bottom line was that there was no factual errors in that story. Both sides had been heard from. Both sides had had an opportunity to speak.
1 week later, Monsanto sent the second letter, and this was even more strongly worded. And it said there will be dire consequences for Fox News if the story airs in Florida. And this time they freaked. They were afraid of being sued, and they were also afraid of losing advertising dollars at all of the stations owned by Rupert Murdoch. And he owned more television stations than any other group in America. That's 22 television stations. That's a lot of advertising dollars for Roundup, Aspartame, NutraSweet, and other products.
So we got into a battle. And the first deal was the new general manager.
And his name's Dave. And Dave is a salesman. And, you know, he'd pump your hand. How you doing? How you doing?
He called us upstairs to his office and he said, what would you say if I killed this piece? What if it never ran? And we said, well, you know, we wouldn't be very happy about that. And he said, well, I could kill it, you know. And we said, yes, of course, you're the manager. You could kill it. It would never air. And he's hemming and he's hawing and he's back and he's forth. And we couldn't figure out, what is this all about? And finally he blurted out, look, would you tell anybody? I said, I'm not going to lie for you. About a week later, calls us back to the office and says, okay, we'd like you to make these changes. In fact, you will make these changes. We said, well, look, let us show you the research that we have that shows that this information you want us to broadcast isn't true. To which he replies, I don't care about that. I said, pardon me? And he said, well, that's what I have lawyers for. Just write it the way the lawyers want it written. I said, you know, this is news. This is important. This is stuff people need to know. And I'll never forget, he didn't pause a beat, and he said, we just paid $3 billion for these television stations. We'll tell you what the news is. The news is what we say it is. I said, I'm not doing that. And he said, well, he said, if you refuse to present this story the way we think it should be presented, you'll be fired for insubordination. I said, I will go to the Federal Communications Commission and I will report that I was fired from my job by you, the licensee of these public airwaves, because I refused to lie to people on the air. And it's thank you very much. You'll hear from us right away. Well, 24 hours came and went, and we didn't hear a thing. And about a week later, he calls us back, and now we've changed strategies. How about if we pay you some money and you just go away? And I said, how much money? Because, you know, when somebody offers to bribe you like that, I always want to know if it might be worth it.
He was going to offer us the rest of our year's salary if we agreed not to talk about what Monsanto had done, to not talk about the Fox corporate response in suppressing the story, and to not talk about the story, not talk about BGH again, anywhere, not take the story to. And he said, are you going to sign? And we said, nah, Dave, we're not going to sign that. And he said, we'll send it back, okay? I said, no, Dave, we're not going to send that back.
It was, okay, we can't buy you out. We can't shut you up. Let's get the story on the air in a way that we can all agree it will go on the air. And we started rewriting and editing with their lawyers.
Well, during this 8-month re-review process, I say, jokingly, they did things like, for example, they wanted to take out the word cancer. You don't have to identify what the potential problem is, but just say human health implications. Any criticism of Monsanto or its product, they either removed it or minimized it. And it was very, very clear, I would say, almost every edit they made to the piece.
Whoa. Okay, well, I'm on, though, right? Okay, well, that's all right. I guess I've been informed that our computer has just crashed during this revelatory audio of the clip, but what is to come is more of the same, more instances of widespread corruption within the media, and of course the media empire is, you know, Fox in this case, CNN, of course, probably the most notorious of corrupt Israeli-owned media empires, and they're not very good at it because it's too obvious that their finances are not that well anyway. But CNBC, MSNBC, you know, you can go right down the line and look at all the idiots they have on the comics, so-called. And I read them almost every day. I read, you know, synopsis of the junk that they peddle. And it's back and forth with Trump and the Democrats and the Republicans. Meanwhile, as Rosenthal said, hey, we're laughing on the sideline. We're holding the bag. We own the money system through the Fed. And we're just watching you people fight against each other. All you're doing is fulfilling our wildest machinations. And so as he goes on in this segment, he's talking about the CFR and how the invisible government, the Council on Foreign Relations, has the umbrella control over just about all these so-called journalists today who call themselves journalists and yet will never reveal their membership in the CFR because they have a not for attribution policy. So if they're in it, then they can't talk about it. So much for all the news that's fit to print and then some. Huh? I mean, the average dodo head doesn't understand this because they don't know the details that we know. But they still love Trump. The white American middle class loves Donald Trump's rhetoric, and I think most of us do. It's what he does and not what he says that is of concern. So, all right, come right back to sum up and a quick call, perhaps. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Well, folks, get some good news. We can resume a part of this clip here, and we'll do it right now. So let's go right to it.
The year is 1917, and Representative Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the U.S. congressional record. The statement reveals why J.P. Morgan interests hired 12 high-ranking news managers. The 12 were asked to determine the most influential newspapers in America. They were to figure out how many news organizations it would take to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. The 12 found it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping with the new policy. Soon, that policy would be defined by a front group formed by J.P. Morgan and his colleagues. In fact, Morgan's personal attorney was founding president of the organization, the Council on Foreign Relations. Today, the CFR maintains that its goal is to increase America's understanding of the world. However, the actual objective of this highly exclusive club is revealed by the rare admissions of the insiders themselves. In the early 60s, a Georgetown University professor collects information for a book favorable to the network of powerful men who founded the CFR. For 2 years, Professor Carol Quigley is allowed to examine the confidential papers and secret records of this network. Quigley reveals that these men aim to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole.
And that's in where we'll end right here, folks. Thank you, Sam. We'll just bait it, and I think you get the rest of the story, folks. Very good stuff. And after you've seen the entire video, you definitely will know that you can't trust anything anymore unless you can verify it or sink your teeth into it with some substance. And that's why almost everything we see nationally, internationally now, and even locally has become a distraction. Let us remember, folks, my message is always the same. The only one you can trust is God. I don't trust myself because I make mistakes and I know I can't do it. You can't trust anybody today. Don't look to any man or any person or anybody in a flesh body because they can't give you a total and complete accuracy or salvation. Only he can do that. He's in control. Believe me, when I say it, folks, all of this battle must rest upon his shoulder because he will win the fight. And the fight is almost over in this age, but there's much more to come. The best is coming. Yes, indeed, when this earth and heaven age ends with the destruction of Jerusalem and Jesus' descent on the Mount of Olives. So let's remember, the Kenites are going to be set up for their own destruction. Let's be happy and rejoice, and let's continue in this truth, mission of truth. Thank you all. Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment. And we will, God willing, be here again next week. Until then, may Yahweh bless his elect.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.